the Walt Disney Pictures Castle logo. Titles on screen read, Disney the Search for Santa Paws. We tilt down from the green and blue glowing northern lights to Santa's workshop. Inside, the elves load up toys.
It's tinker time, the deadline's Christmas Eve. We're working hard to build a sleigh so Santa Claus can leave. Each year, you see, you can depend on me. We'll make the perfect Christmas toy for every girl and boy.
Santa's coming!
Hello, Eli.
Everyone is welcome here. Santa's shop is full of cheer. Come on, there's lots more to be done. Christmas season starts today. Hurry up and fill the sleigh. These toys are filled with so much joy.
It's tinker time, the deadline's Christmas Eve. We're working hard to build a sleigh so Santa Claus can leave. Each year, you'll see,
you can depend on me.
We'll make the perfect Christmas toy for every girl and boy.
Mrs. Claus leads two elves carrying a giant birthday cake.
Happy birthday, Santa dear, 1600 special years with you. How fast the seasons and blow them out, celebrate a life about good cheer. Here's to another year.
Thank you, everyone! What a cake!
Make a wish, Santa.
He blows out all the dozens of candles.
May I have this dance?
Santa and Mrs. Claus dance around the cake. Eli rushes to get out of the way. Eli and his dog, Eddie, bring in a gift.
Special delivery, Santa.
A gift for me?
He reaches down and takes a note from Eddie's teeth.
Just arrived by North Pole Express.
It's from the Big Apple.
Dear Mr. Claus,
I regret to inform you of Mr. Hucklebuckle's recent passing. He explicitly asked me, as his trusted attorney, to write to you and thank you for your loyal friendship throughout the years. Oh, dear. Mr. Hucklebuckle enjoyed passing on your message to the children of New York. You taught him the true meaning of Christmas spirit and the joy of a life of service. I've sent you the birthday present from Mr. Hucklebuckle that he had hoped to give you himself. Sincerely, Mr. Stewart.
He hands the note to Eli, then begins to open the large present. He pulls a furry, white stuffed dog from the box.
Mr. Hucklebuckle was a great ambassador for the Santa Claus.
Elsewhere, titles on screen read New York City. A high angle shows the towering skyline buildings packed into every square inch as sunlight barely breaks through the thick gray clouds. A taxi pulls up outside Hucklebuckle Toys. James and Kate get out and admire the building. They walk inside the dark, gloomy room to find all the furniture covered with drapes.
Wow. Look at this place. So nostalgic.
Yeah, that's one word for it.
She tours the room, walking by gold pillars that run from floor to ceiling.
I used to spend Christmas here as a kid.
He pulls the drape off an ornate brass cash register.
Nothing has changed.
What's this?
She unveils a carved dark wood chair with red plush upholstery.
Is this a Santa chair?
Grandpa used to dress up for the kids. I'm sure the suit is still around here, somewhere. He loved the whole Christmas season.
Aww.
A man enters through the front door. They both turn to look.
Mr. Hucklebuckle, I presume. I'm Mr. Stewart.
Actually, it's Huckle. I changed it years ago.
And this must be Mrs. Huckle.
Please call me Kate.
My condolences for your loss. Your grandfather was more than a client. He was a dear friend.
I remember him fondly.
So, as we were discussing on the telephone, your grandfather left you the key to the store to do as you wish.
That's good. We're going to put the building on the market immediately.
There is, however, one stipulation. You need to operate the store through one Christmas season profitably before the deed can be transferred.
We live in Los Angeles, Mr. Stewart. All right, and I'm a CPA with a full roster of clients. And look at this place. Here, look at these toys. Kids don't want to play with this stuff anymore. It's old-fashioned.
Your grandfather used to say that children's imaginations don't change. They're timeless. These toys even remind me of my childhood.
Back when they didn't make video games.
We'll keep the store open through Christmas, Mr. Stewart.
Kate, we can't just pick up and leave.
She gestures with her eyes.
Your grandfather's apartment on the upper level is open to you. Plenty of room, and I'm sure your children will love it here.
Their expressions fall.
We haven't been blessed with any children.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be back Christmas Day, Mr. Hucklebuckle.
Again, it's Huckle.
Yes, of course.
Mr. Stewart grabs his briefcase and leaves.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
James and Kate trade looks. Elsewhere, Mrs. Gibson and Quinn walk across the street toward a row of brownstone houses as rain falls. Quinn stops and pulls her backward.
Oh. Don't worry, Quinn. It'll be very nice in there. There'll be other kids for you to play with. Come on.
Quinn reluctantly follows her up the steps.
Okay.
A harsh-looking woman in a green blazer answers, looking over her glasses at them.
Yes. Hi, Miss Stout. I believe you're expecting us. I'm Mrs. Gibson from Social Services, and this is Quinn.
Oh, yes, the new one. Come right in.
Miss Stout takes a close look at Quinn as they enter.
Oh, my. The place could use a little Christmas cheer, don't you think?
If I got more money from the state, maybe I could afford some Christmas decorations.
Oh, here you go. For Quinn's monthly care.
Miss Stout examines the check.
Shall we introduce Quinn to the other girls?
Miss Stout blocks their path.
They're studying. I take their homeschooling very seriously. Quinn, I'll be back in a little bit. To make sure you've settled in. Goodbye.
Quinn looks sadly toward the ground.
Miss Stout.
Miss Stout bends down, looking over the top of her glasses at Quinn.
Sit there.
Quinn sits in the entryway with her hands folded in her lap.
I'll have someone show you around and, more importantly, fill you in on all my rules. Wilhelmina!
She storms off, leaving Quinn. Outside Hucklebuckle Toys, a girl, Wilhelmina, stares longingly at a red bicycle in the window. Kate places an open soon sign in the window and notices her. She waves at Wilhelmina, who runs away, scared. Kate steps outside and watches her run. At Mrs. Stout's house, a little girl, Janie, sweeps a bedroom.
Wilhelmina!
Miss Stout stalks toward her. Outside, Wilhelmina runs through an alley.
Have you seen Wilhelmina?
Wilhelmina climbs the fire escape. Miss Stout hears from inside. Miss Stout runs toward the window, sees her coming, then hides in the corner.
Janie, where's Miss Stout?
Miss Stout grabs her hair and whirls her around.
Where have you been, Missy?
I was just playing in the alley.
Janie runs out and down the stairs. Quinn watches her rush by.
New kid, much cuter than you and younger. I'm sure she'll go fast. I want you to show her around, introduce her to the girls, and make sure she understands my rules.
Why do I always have to show the new kids around?
Because you're the oldest, and I hold you accountable for her behavior. Wilhelmina, this is Quinn.
Miss Stout takes out her check and smiles as she walks away.
Scared?
Quinn nods.
You'll get used to it. And it's Will, not Wilhelmina. Come on, I'll show you around.
Quinn sadly slides off the chair and follows.
This is the living room.
But where's the Christmas tree?
Ms. Stout can't stand Christmas, so none of us are allowed to have it. No merriness, no festivity. She confiscates any toys. And most of all, she hates any kind of singing. Everyone, this is Quinn. Quinn, that's Janie, Meg, Taylor, and Mary.
What happened to your parents?
They didn't make it. They had to go to heaven.
Mine neither. Janie's too, but she still thinks they're gonna come for her.
They are gonna come for me. You'll see. And maybe even before Christmas.
Nobody's parents are coming for them. That's why we're here, silly. Your only chance is to get adopted.
What's adopted?
Adopted. That's when a new mom and dad think you're cute and take you home. They like little kids, not older ones like me. Come on, I'll show you where we sleep.
Quinn looks around the drab gray bedroom, six beds, all with metal frames, neatly made with jewelry-colored sheets and towels and washcloths folded at the foot.
Jenny just left, so I guess this is your bed now.
Quinn hops up and sits on her bed.
I'll let you settle in and I'll be back in a little bit.
Wilhelmina closes the window she came in, right next to Quinn's bed. We pull back as Quinn sits alone on her bed next to her suitcase, still wearing her hat and coat, hands folded in her lap. At the North Pole, Santa and Mrs. Claus walk through the snow, lantern in hand, away from the workshop and towards a cave glowing in the otherwise pristine blanket of snow. Inside, Eli, Eddie, and two other elves wait for them.
All right, Eli. What was so important?
Well, we all know you've been feeling a little blue, sir, and I think with the help of a little Christmas magic, we can cheer you up.
He sets down the stuffed white dog and places a collar with a crystal around his neck. A giant icicle hanging from the roof of the cave begins to glow with a swirling golden mist. It winds down the icicle and then drifts toward the crystal around the stuffed dog's neck, transforming him into a real dog.
My goodness. I guess he's going to need a name.
He is yours to name, dear.
I think I'm going to name you Paws. You and I are going to be best friends for all eternity.
Eternity? How long is that?
Why, forever, young pup.
Oh, you make me laugh. Chase the blues. That's what friends for life will do. I want to give you the world. You know it's true. Want to be friends for life with you.
Paws wears his new shirt and pants as they tour the workshop.
You were a gift to me, right from the very start.
Elves put wire glasses on Santa dolls. Everyone sees Paws wearing the glasses and laughs. Later, Paws pops up from a mail cart full of letters. Santa laughs as Paws holds the reins of the sleigh. They dive toward the snow until Santa takes them back. Later at Hucklebuckle Toys, James and Kate unpack boxes of new toys.
Honey, this store has barely broken even for the past 30 years. And what's curious is that Grandpa made a profit of exactly 1 cent every year.
Well, I have a feeling that your grandfather was not in this for the money.
Then why did he put that stipulation in the will that we have to make a profit over Christmas?
I don't know. Maybe Grandpa Hucklebuckle wanted to make sure the store was run properly.
We need something to bring in customers.
What about a store Santa? Kids love to go see Santa.
Yes, a store Santa, of course. That's a great idea. Where do you get a store Santa?
I don't know. The internet?
James starts typing. In the alley behind Miss Stout's house, Quinn stands on the fire escape holding a small porcelain angel figurine. She kisses the angel, then spins around.
What are you doing out here? You better get in here. It's almost lights out.
Quinn follows Wilhelmina inside. All the girls get ready for bed. Janie kisses her doll. Wilhelmina notices Quinn's angel.
What's that?
My mom's favorite Christmas decoration from when she was a little girl. We used to hang it on the tree together.
It's nice. Don't let Miss Stout see it, okay?
Quinn hides it behind her back. Janie sees Miss Stout enter and puts her doll under her pillow.
Don't let Miss Stout see what?
Nothing.
Miss Stout spots Janie's doll sticking out of her pillow.
What are my rules about toys?
Hey, that's mine!
Not anymore!
Please, you can't just...
Watch me!
Janie whimpers. Quinn and Wilhelmina watch.
I've got some errands to run. Will, you're in charge. And the rest of you had better be fast asleep by the time I get back.
Wilhelmina and Quinn run to Janie's side.
It's okay, Janie. We'll get it back.
No, we won't. We both know where it's going. It's never coming back.
Where is it going?
Downstairs, Miss Stout looks at the doll with disgust, then throws it into an incinerator. She hits a button, and a flame rises from the end of the conveyor belt. Satisfied, she walks back upstairs. At the North Pole, Santa, dressed in a bowler hat and a red overcoat, walks toward his sleigh. Pa sits in front, waiting.
Okay, sir. I've prepped the reindeer for landing in Central Park.
Ever since Mr. Hucklebuckle's passing, Christmas spirit has been out of whack in New York.
You two be careful down there and stick together.
I'll watch out for Santa. That's what best friends are for.
Oh, don't you worry, my darling. We'll be fine. We'll visit some ambassadors for the Santa Claus, talk to the children, and be back in a Christmas minute.
Oh, I packed you a bag.
Oh, thank you.
Your suit, hat, gloves, and some of my sugar plum pie. And you seem to have forgotten your North Pole pin. I love you.
The reindeer begin to take off.
Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, now, Prancer and Vixen. On, Comet, on, Cupid, on, Donner and Blitzen.
They run out of the barn, leaving a trail of golden mist behind them. They take off into the night sky, the northern lights glowing behind them. At Miss Stout's house, the girls all sleep except for Quinn, who lies awake looking at her angel. Downstairs, a furnace lights. Quinn startles at the sound. The glow from the fire shows through the vents in the grate, creating a menacing, toothy grin. The conveyor belt starts. Quinn sits up in bed and slides onto her feet. The conveyor belt begins to drag Janie's doll toward the flame. Quinn walks toward Wilhelmina's bed and pokes her shoulder.
Will, you awake?
It's just the incinerator, Quinn.
Janie said Miss Stout put her doll in there. And if we didn't behave, Miss Stout would put us in there, too.
She's just saying that to scare us. Miss Stout is not gonna put Janie or anyone else in there. Go back to bed, okay?
Quinn walks to her bed, kicks off her slippers, and gets under the covers. Quinn flinches at the sound of the incinerator. Downstairs, Janie's doll falls into the flames. Elsewhere, Santa flies through the cloudy sky on his sleigh.
Oh, there she is, Paws, the Grand Lady, the Statue of Liberty.
Wow, she's amazing.
The sleigh flies in a tight circle around it.
Whoa, Comet, our landing spot is Central Park. Put her down gently.
All right, Santa.
They dive toward the bright lights of New York City. In the park, a man sleeping on a bench looks to the sky where the reindeer pulled the sleigh directly above him.
Wow. UFO.
The reindeer walk to a stop.
That's good. Well. Okay, fellas. You get some rest.
We'll be here waiting for you, Santa.
Yes. Come on, Paws.
The reindeer begin to fall to their knees. Santa and Paws walk past the man sleeping on the bench. He follows Santa up toward a bridge.
Ooh. Nice bag.
He stays out of sight but begins to trail Santa. He tries to hide behind lampposts as he moves closer. In the city, Santa marvels at brightly lit skyscrapers.
Ah, I love the energy of New York City. There's nothing like it.
Wow, this is way huger than the workshop.
Now pause. New York City is a great big place with a lot of people. And only those who believe in the magic of Christmas can understand North Pole animals like you.
Miss Stout hurries across the street.
So you need to be very careful.
She bumps into Santa, losing her hat in the process.
What the heck? Watch where you're going, you old geezer.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Here, let me help you with these. Just arrived in the big city.
Stop your dog from yapping. Shouldn't he be on a leash?
Not everyone has the Christmas spirit, Paws.
She's not very jolly.
Why don't you mind your own beeswax, Buster?
Merry Christmas!
He sees her hat laying in the street.
Madam, your hat!
Don't worry, I'll get it.
Paws runs out into the street.
Paws! No! Stop!
A cab hits Santa, knocking him to the ground.
Santa! Are you okay? Oh no! Santa's hurt! Help! Somebody help!
He sees a little person.
Oh, Mr. Elf! Mr. Elf! I need your assistance! Santa's really hurt!
Paws runs toward him.
Oh no! He just walked out! Anyone know first aid?
I got this under control, sir. I'm a paramedical guy.
The man from the park holds Santa's bag. Paws chases the little person down the street and into a subway tunnel.
Mr. Ralph, wait up!
Back on the street.
There's no need for you to stick around. You can get out of here. Right, move along, everybody! Move along! There's nothing to see here!
In the subway tunnel.
Get away from me, you mutt!
I'm gonna have to report you to Eli. Santa's head up.
Back on the street.
Ooh. What have we here? Nice. Very nice.
He holds Santa's magic crystal. Paws weaves his way through a crowd.
Help!
The man pulls the crystal off Santa's neck.
You all right there, bud? Huh? Got saw your whole mishap. Would say I saved your life.
Where am I?
New York City. Manhattan.
Ring a bell?
Oh, I hear his bells. Jingle bells, in fact.
Come on, let's get up.
No, which way was Santa?
Thank you for your assistance. Any way you could direct
no, no,
me...
No. I'm in a bit of a hurry, bud. See you around.
Bud?
The man grabs Santa's bag and runs off at the sight of two policemen.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
We're in a rush.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I was hoping you could help me. You see, I don't quite remember where I live, or anything else for that matter. Though I do have a vague recollection that I was supposed to be heading north.
Then just take the north line.
Why, thank you for your assistance. You're a fine young man. Merry Christmas!
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too.
Santa heads into the subway. Paws wanders the streets.
Can anyone help me? I'm looking for Santa Claus.
Elsewhere, the man from the park begins to rifle through Santa's bag.
What do we got? Ta-da!
He looks disappointed.
This whole night has been a bust. It's just...
He sees the Santa suit.
What is?
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
He sees someone wearing a Santa suit and collecting donations. He walks over wearing his own Santa suit.
This is my turf, bud. Scram!
I don't want any trouble. I just...
Leave the bell!
Okay.
Ow, ow, ow!
He puts his bag down, open in front of him.
Ho! Ho, ho, ho! Hey.
Oh.
Happy Christmas to you, huh?
Later, Santa comes up from the subway onto the street, looking around, still confused. He walks toward a bus stop and sits on the bench. He sees the Hucklebuckle Toys sign across the street.
Hucklebuckle Toys.
Well, the lady at the Santa Claus agency laughed at me when I asked if they had any available store Santas.
I had
no idea how beautiful this store was. Look.
Kate, just don't get too attached to this place. All right, it'll be up for sale as soon as it's ours. And we're gonna go back to LA.
It's kind of nice to have an extra project to take my mind off it all. I was kind of dreading the Christmas season without a child.
And
he hugs her.
Let's call it a night, okay? Got a big day.
Outside, Santa sees the lights turn off. He furls his brow, thinking to himself. Elsewhere, Paz waits out the night under a parked car as the rain falls around him. The next morning, Santa sleeps on the same bus bench. A bus pulls up, waking him.
Thank you. Hello. How are you? Morning.
He greets each person as they get off the bus. As it pulls away, he looks across the street again to see Hucklebuckle Toys. He walks inside and marvels at the now beautifully decorated toy store, the golden columns wrapped in white glowing lights. James and Kate decorate the Christmas tree at the back of the store.
The agency must have found one. He's perfect.
Look at him with his beard and the kind eyes and that belly.
Yes. I guess I could stand to lose a few pounds.
And the laugh is pretty good. Very convincing.
Great job, honey.
Wow. What a beautiful place this is.
Thank you. It's been in our family for years.
So, can you start today?
Start?
You're looking for work, right?
Well, more like a home, really. You see, I'm new in town and a little disoriented.
I didn't get your name.
My name? Bud. They call me Bud.
Very pleased to meet you, Bud. I'm Kate. This is my husband, James.
Hi, Bud.
Well, what kind of work is it exactly?
Oh, in-store Santa. You know, you talk to the kids, you ask them what they want for Christmas, you listen.
Oh, that sounds like something I could handle.
Great.
So, we have a deal.
But if you'd like the job and you need a place to stay, we do have a spare room with a bed in it.
James shakes his head. She pouts and grabs his arm.
Yeah, here, let me show you. I don't know if you have your own or whatever, but if you don't mind, we would love for you to wear my grandfather's old Santa suit.
Yeah, for good luck.
Certainly I don't mind.
Great. All right, the Santa suit is in this closet. I hope it fits.
At Miss Stout's, an animal control van pulls up as she walks out.
Ooh, why hello, Cindy Crawford. Oh, I'm sorry. Must have been a case of mistaken identity.
Franklin, you animal.
Are we still on for Friday night?
I'll call you. I've got to go get my hair done.
Quinn comes down the stairs and sees Wilhelmina looking out the window as Miss Stout's car pulls away.
Who says I'm going anywhere?
Can I come?
Okay, but we have to hurry.
Come on.
They walk out the front door, bundled up against the cold.
All right, Miss Stout takes 2 hours to get her hair done. I don't know why she bothers. She looks like a hedgehog.
What's a hedgehog?
In the back room of the toy store, Santa looks around at the clutter. Extra Christmas lights and stacked boxes surround him as he reaches into an old wood wardrobe and pulls out a Santa suit, complete with black leather belt and brass buckle. He admires a pair of black boots with an SC monogram on the heel in gold. He puts on the large red coat with furry white trim and watches in the mirror as he fastens the buttons down the chest and then dons the trademark hat.
Fits perfectly.
He pins the gold North Pole pin on. In the store, James and Kate help customers.
I hope your grandpa's suit fits Bud.
You know, Grandpa Hucklebuckle used to say that Santa himself gave it to him.
Santa comes out of the back room. James and Kate stare in awe.
Do I look funny?
No, Bud, you look great. If I wasn't an adult, I'd believe you were Santa himself.
Oh, I don't think you're ever too old to believe.
Why don't you try the chair out, Bud?
Outside, a line forms. Wilhelmina and Quinn walk up to the window.
Isn't that the most beautiful bike you've ever seen?
Is this Santa's workshop?
No, silly, it's just a toy store. You have to have money to buy stuff.
Well, look, it's Santa Claus.
He's not real. He's just here to help sell toys.
Inside, Santa sits in the wooden chair.
It's rather comfortable. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Quinn runs to the doorway and looks inside. Kate spots her.
You can come in.
I don't got any money to buy toys.
Oh. It's okay, sweetie. What's your name?
Quinn.
Quinn? Are you here with your mom and dad?
They didn't make it.
Then who are you here with?
She points to the window.
Is that your big sister?
Quinn nods.
Do you want to talk to Santa? Okay, come on.
Kate takes her by the hand.
And who do we have here?
This is Quinn.
Wilhelmina watches from the window.
Quinn. That's a pretty name. Would you like to tell Santa what you want for Christmas? Well, hop on up.
She pinches his arm.
Oh!
Sorry, I had to see if you were real.
Oh, that's quite all right. So what would you like Santa to get you for Christmas, little one?
I'd like it if you could give Will that bike in the window. She's really nice, even if she doesn't believe in Santa. And the girls at the foster home need something to cheer them up, like a puppy or something.
Isn't she adorable?
Wilhelmina rushes in.
Come on, Quinn, we have to go.
Well, we'll see what Santa can do for your friend Will and the girls.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Quinn.
She and Wilhelmina walk out.
I told you, Santa is not real.
No, I pinched him. He's real.
You'll see. Whatever you ask for won't happen.
My mom said Christmas wishes come true if you believe.
Well, your mom was fibbing.
Take it back.
What?
Take it back what you said about my mom.
No, I won't. Santa is made up.
Back at the store.
Bud, what did she ask you for?
Well, she wanted me to get her friend Will that red bike in the window. And a puppy to cheer up the girls in the foster home.
She's an orphan?
Yeah.
Outside a deli.
Aren't you a little fluffy poodle?
Honey up, laddies. I'll take care of this lass.
As the Scotty dog talks, Paws turns a corner to see him lift his back leg.
Oh, disgusting! Oh, you filthy little poochie. Oh, let's go. Oh.
He grabs her dropped bags and runs off. Two other dogs run out of the deli with stolen food.
Get out of here, you mongrels!
The animal control van pulls up.
Hey, those are my sausages!
Maybe those dogs have seen Santa.
Paws runs after them. They turn down an alley.
Get back here.
Now safe, they begin to eat. Franklin sees Paws running and gets out of his van. Paws runs down the alley as Franklin opens the back of the van.
wasn't very nice of you guys.
Go sniff a hydrant, meddler.
Yeah, laddie. Who invited you to the party?
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Paws from the North Pole.
Yeah, man, and I'd be the Tooth Fairy.
Listen, laddie, just because we're street dogs doesn't mean we're daft. You're clearly another one of those uptown dogs with that bonny collar.
Franklin heads toward the alley.
State your business, Buster, before I bite you like a chew toy.
I need help finding Santa Claus.
You expect us to believe you know the man himself?
What's in it for us, pal?
Well, I'm sure Santa Claus will appreciate your help, and may even take you off the naughty list.
Naughty list.
Franklin sneaks up with the net. He nets the street dogs, then leashes Paws.
Gotcha!
The crystal sends out a burst of golden mist, and Paws escapes and runs off. Paws watches from behind a trash can as Franklin scoops up his net and heads back to his truck. Paws follows him back down the alley.
Help us, man!
Paws runs after them. Elsewhere, Wilhelmina and Quinn run down the alley just as Miss Scout comes out.
And where have you two been?
I was just showing Quinn where to take out the garbage.
Well, I find that very interesting, seeing as how we burn all the trash in the incinerator.
Your hair looks really pretty, Miss Stout.
You don't say.
Yeah. Yeah, like a hedgehog.
Wilhelmina shoots her a look.
But that's what you said.
I think it's time we show Quinn the consequences of breaking the rules. Inside.
In the basement.
Wilhelmina knows that when you break the rules, you get to spend all night down here in the basement.
She grabs Quinn's hand and pulls her toward the furnace.
You don't want to be locked down here all night, do you?
Quinn shakes her head.
Well, good. I'm glad we understand each other.
She turns toward Wilhelmina.
You're staying here, and no dinner for you either.
She drags Quinn upstairs. Wilhelmina settles in on a pad and pulls a blanket over her as the menacing grin on the vent glows orange from the fire. Wilhelmina pulls out a picture of her younger self on a red tricycle as her parents hug her.
New kids always get me in trouble.
She folds the picture and puts it away, then lays her head against the wall. Elsewhere, Franklin opens the back of his van.
All right, doggies. Let's get you in lockup.
He turns to see Paws.
Oh, busting bagpipes! Help!
The situation is dire, man!
Hang on, guys. I'll be right back.
Oh. He runs off down the street. Franklin grabs his gear and follows.
What?
Where did he go, Mom?
Paws turns a corner, heading back to the van.
Paws! You gotta bust us out of here!
Stand back, guys!
The golden mist opens the cage.
Come on, guys, quick!
Let's run like the wind, Mom!
Let's bust this joint!
They run across the street.
Get out of my way!
Franklin tries to follow. He dodges a passing taxi. The dogs finally stop to rest.
That was amazing! You really are Santa Claus's dog, man!
And that means we really are on the naughty list!
Oh yes, T-Money. Multiple infractions.
You did us a solid, man. You'll be cool with us.
Now we're your peeps. We'll keep an eye out for Santa, for real.
Thanks, guys.
I hate to interrupt. But we've got to get away from the dog catcher.
You go hide, Paws. We got him covered.
Paws runs toward trash cans. Franklin arrives.
There you are.
The three street dogs run off. Franklin gives chase, then stops near the trash cans. Paws watches from his hiding spot as Franklin finally runs off.
Who am I ever gonna find, Santa?
In the park, a boy searches through fallen leaves.
One leaf from the silver linden and the nature badge is all mine.
He looks along the ground until he comes to reindeer hooves, then looks up. Comet smiles at him.
Whoa.
Hey, kid, do you believe in Santa Claus?
You can talk?
We're from the North Pole. We can communicate with all creatures, as long as you believe in Santa Claus.
I believe in Santa Claus.
That's great.
Look, we need a big favor. Santa's been gone longer than we expected. We're worried about him. Christmas is right around the corner.
But if you're Santa's reindeer, why can't you just fly back to the North Pole for help?
We can't fly without the Christmas magic in Santa's crystal, and we have no idea where he is.
We need you to find Santa Claus for us.
But there must be 1,000 Santas in New York.
But there's only one real Santa Claus. You'll know him when you find him.
As a member of the 23rd Street Junior Wilderness Adventures, I will do my level best, Mr.
I'm Comet. Let's dance, sir.
Mr. Comet, I'm Jimmy. That's my leader! I have to go!
He runs off into the trees. Comet watches him go.
I'm here! Here!
Jimmy, you gotta stay with the group. Now, come on. Let's go to the Junior Wilderness Adventurer Cave. Marching! Marching! 1, 2, 3!
Jimmy gives up and follows. That night, Quinn looks sadly at Wilhelmina's empty bed.
Santa, where are you? Can anybody hear me?
Paws walks through Miss Stout's back alley. Quinn climbs through the window. Paws spots her.
Hey, have you seen Santa Claus?
You're a dog!
Quinn excitedly runs to the end of the fire escape and climbs down the ladder as Paws watches.
A dog that talks before. Where did you come from?
I came from the North Pole. My name's Paws.
I'm Quinn. Does that mean you know Santa Claus?
Yeah, he's my best friend. But I can't find him, and I'm supposed to take care of him.
Wow, he sure is quick at granting wishes. I have to go. If I get caught out here, I'll have to go to the basement.
Can I come with you? I'm really lost.
The lady here is mean, so we have to hide you. Real good. Come on, Paws.
She runs to the back door and Paws follows her inside. Later, they sneak down the hall.
Shh.
He follows her down the hall. She opens a closet door. Paws walks inside and she shuts it behind them.
We can sleep here tonight, and I can help you look for Santa tomorrow.
She clicks off the light and spreads some spare blankets and pillows. Paws cuddles up next to her.
Good night, Paws.
Good night, Quinn.
Quinn lays her head down. Paws lays next to her, his tail across her face. She brushes it away. The next morning at the toy store.
Thank you. And what's your name, young man?
Brayden, Braddy Brayden. It's what my brother and sister call me.
Well, I see a kind boy who wants to bring joy to his family.
Really?
Yes, really. Now, what would you like to give your brother and sister for Christmas, huh?
He whispers.
Uh-huh.
Honey, what is so amazing? The kids are just drawn to him.
Excuse me. Can you help me pick out a few toys?
Sure.
My friend Alice told me all about your store. She was so impressed with your Santa. Said he got them all right into the Christmas spirit.
Oh, thank you.
And what would you like for Christmas, Tatiana?
That on the left.
Oh, yeah.
And that on the right.
Those two train tracks. Well, Santa will see what he can do. Merry Christmas.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hi, are you the owner?
Yes, sir. How can I be of assistance?
Just your store Santa was suggesting to my kid that he buy presents for kids in need.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll have a word with him.
No, that's great. I just wanted to say that we love that your store gives a free present to a needy child with every purchase.
Excuse me. Kate, did you hear what Bud is telling the children?
Yes, and I think it is such a good idea.
Oh, we can't afford that.
Honey, look around.
James looks around at all the customers. Quinn and Paws sit in the closet.
This place could use some Christmas cheer.
The gold mist leaves the closet decorated with lights and garland.
Oh,
Wilhelmina hears.
Quinn! What are you doing in here? Where did these Christmas decorations come from?
She sees Paws.
Where did you find this puppy?
Oh, I didn't find him. He found me. He came from the North Pole on Santa's sleigh. Paws, this is Will.
Shh! Quinn, that dog can't bark in here. Do you have any idea how much trouble we'll get?
But he's not barking. He's talking.
Quinn, dogs don't talk.
She can't understand me, Quinn. She's just not a believer yet.
We need to help him, Will. We need to show him the way to Santa. We know where he is.
Quinn, I told you that Santa in the store is not real.
Elsewhere.
Thank you, sir. It's going to a very needy cause. Thank you very much. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! Yes, sir! What can I do for you?
Santa, sir? Are you the one and only?
Oh, sure, kid. You put money in that bag and I'll pretend to be anyone you want me to be. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Are you still on my nice list?
And it's the little engine that could here in New York City. This small toy store has gathered quite the crowd of people. They've come here to experience a little of what they're calling the true spirit of Christmas. I'm here with Mr. and Mrs. Hucklebuckle.
Oh, actually, it's Huckle. We shorten the name.
So, why is everyone coming to Hucklebuckle Toys to meet your Santa?
Merry Christmas.
Well, of course, the real Santa is busy in the North Pole, but our Santa Bud, he inspires the true spirit of Christmas.
They also like our Christmas spirit program. Purchase $100 in toys, and we gift a toy to a child in need.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Merry Christmas to you,
Bud.
Too.
Bud, come here.
Let's talk to Santa himself.
Yeah, come here, Bud.
Merry Christmas.
Santa.
Hello, and Merry Christmas.
Santa, the kids really seem to love you. With hundreds of toy store Santas all across New York City, what makes you so special?
Nothing, really. I'm just an ambassador for the Santa cause, one of many spreading the Christmas spirit to children around the world, reminding them of what's important.
A little humble pie, how refreshing.
Well, actually, my favorite is sugar plum pie.
There you have it, sugar plum, here in New York City.
Bud, are you okay?
At the North Pole, Mrs. Claus paces in the workshop.
You sent for us, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, yes, Eli. Santa and Pa should be home by now.
We were just thinking the same thing. He did say it was just going to be a quick trip.
Well, let's check the map. Ellis, bring up New York.
They walk toward a large map of the world. An elf puts a magnifying glass over New York. A red light and a green light appear on different sides of the city.
Santa Claus and Paws aren't even together.
Something is definitely amiss. Santa would never leave Paws alone. He's just a pup. Eddie, Eli, you need to go to New York and find them.
Yes, Mrs. Claus. We'll ready the truck and head right down.
At the toy store, James, Kate, and Santa drink cocoa.
It was another big day today, Bud.
Oh, you must have seen 200 children.
Yeah, Bud, you really seem like you enjoy listening to the children.
I do. Someone once told me that the spirit of Christmas is embodied in the hearts of children, untouched as yet by the fears, doubts, and disappointments of the adult world.
That is so beautiful. Who told you that?
I can almost picture her face. I do know she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Bud, you seem really tired. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, of course. Quite all right. I suppose I just need some Yuletide rest.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night, Bud.
Yes, good night.
All right.
He walks warily towards his room.
Honey, I'm really worried about Bud. He doesn't seem very good. Do you think we're pushing him too hard?
Well, he's certainly earned a raise. We're killing it.
James, I am seriously concerned for his health.
Well, it's not long until Christmas, and then he can take a nice vacation somewhere tropical. Okay, look, I will see what I can do.
Quinn and Paws watch out the window as Miss Stout gets in her car.
Miss Stout is going out. We've got 2 hours.
Quinn looks around out the back door before she and Paws rush out. They run side by side down the alley. At the toy store, James wears the Santa suit.
Oh, wow.
This is the only way Bud would take a break. You saw the line out there? Think of all that lost revenue.
Oh, no.
James takes a seat in the Santa chair.
Ho, ho, ho!
Outside.
All right, coming over here. This is the place Santa's selling toys.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Paul sneaks in and watches as a boy cries on James' lap.
Okay, you're done. Thank you for coming.
Paws turns around and walks back out. The boy's father gives James a mean look.
That's not the real Santa.
Paws and Quinn walk back down the sidewalk.
Will was right.
At the North Pole.
I have modified the ELF compressor to change the truck into any type of New York City vehicle that we would like it to be.
He works the device, turning a mail truck into a yellow taxi, along with taxi driver clothes for Eli and Eddie.
Let's melt snow. Who knows what kind of trouble Santa Claus and Paws are in?
They climb into the cab.
Here it is.
He drives out the workshop doors and disappears in a gold cloud of mist. At the toy store, Santa wears the suit.
Don't you worry again. I'm good to go for the rest of the day after that generous break. Thank you.
You're welcome.
James looks worn.
Piece of cake, huh?
Those kids are scary.
Mm-hmm. Hello, young man. And how can I help you?
I hope you're the real Santa Claus, because you're the 63rd one I've seen, and I'm getting really pooped.
You are a dedicated young man.
Comet asked me to find the real Santa and give him a message. Your reindeer are waiting for you in Central Park. Santa, sir, that's the message. I hope you're the real deal.
Jimmy. I don't know if I'm the real Santa Claus or not.
He takes off his North Pole pin.
But here's a pin to thank you for your persistence. I believe someone very special gave it to me.
Whoa. Thank you, Santa, sir, and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Jimmy.
Sorry that wasn't the real Santa.
It's okay, Quinn. We'll find him.
Janie sees Quinn and Paws out the window and rushes toward the door.
Quinn, you got a puppy?
Shh! Come on.
Janie leads them in the back door. Later, Miss Stout sleeps with a box of chocolates on her chest and a green facial mask on. In the bedroom, the girls admire Paws.
Where'd he come from?
I'm Santa Claus's best friend from the North Pole.
He just talked.
Shh.
Don't tell me you guys are imagining things too.
Only kids that truly believe in Christmas spirit can hear me talk. Shh.
How can you not hear him? Are your ears working properly? He's talking right to you. You gotta believe we'll just listen.
Janie sings.
Whenever I hear a Christmas song, I want to get up and sing. Wherever there's love, I sing along and find some bells to ring. Wherever there's angels up above, wherever there's Christmas trees, there's gonna be peace and hope and love and wonderful.
wonderful memories. There'll be laughter, there'll be song. We'll go caroling all night long.
Believing in Christmas makes it magic, can't you see?
Guys, if you don't quiet that puppy, Miss Dad's going to hear him barking.
You don't hear Paws talking?
Don't you remember Miss Stout's rules about singing?
It's better to give than to receive.
Blessings for you and me. Staying up late on Christmas Eve.
Will there be presents for me?
No, you're not listening, Will.
There'll be laughter, there'll be song. We'll go caroling all night long.
Believing in Christmas makes it magic, can't you see?
I do believe in Christmas. I believe in love. As sure as there is Santa ringing sleigh bells up above. We do believe in harmony, in family, and good cheer throughout the year.
Whenever there's hope in the air,
whenever we light the tree, whenever there's love in our prayers, that's Christmas time for me. Whenever I hear a Christmas song, I want to get up and sing. Wherever there's love, I sing along and find some bells to ring. There'll be laughter, there'll be song. We'll go caroling all night long. Even if Christmas makes it magic, can't you see? For you and me.
Paws Crystal changes all the girls' clothes into brightly colored dresses. Girls celebrate in the now magically decorated room.
What is going on in here?
She marvels at the decorations and giant Christmas tree. The girls line up.
Wilhelmina, who brought a puppy in here?
It was me, Miss Stout. I found Paws.
Nice try, Quinn, but I don't believe you. Don't think I don't know who the ringleader of this circus is, Wilhelmina! Come with me!
Wilhelmina starts toward her. Miss Stout notices Paws Crystal.
That's a pretty gem.
No, don't! Not my crystal!
She removes the crystal and scoops up Paws.
And the rest of you, clean up this mess and take off those ridiculous dresses, now!
The girls begin to clean up. In the basement, Wilhelmina sadly sits on the pad on the concrete floor. Miss Stout follows with Paws in her arms.
Well, I hope you enjoy each other's company here in the pitch black. Tomorrow, the mutt goes to the pound.
Wilhelmina wears a sullen look as Miss Stout leaves. Upstairs, Quinn waits, holding her angel. Miss Stout spots Quinn, who tries to hide the angel behind her back.
What is that, a Christmas decoration?
No!
Miss Stout examines it.
What are my rules about Christmas decorations?
My mom gave that to me. Please give it back.
No! Now get upstairs before you end up in the basement, too!
Quinn turns back toward her.
Scoot!
In the basement, Paws waits with Wilhelmina.
Why don't I believe in happiness and dreams? And where do I belong? Where did it go wrong? Who will come and rescue me?
give up, Will. All you have to do is believe. Everything's going to be okay.
I can understand you, Paws.
You do believe in Christmas after all.
He climbs into her lap.
I do believe in Christmas. I believe in love. As sure as there is Santa ringing sleigh bells up above. We do believe in harmony, in family, and good cheer throughout the year.
Later, a crowd gathers outside the toy store.
It's just not like Bud to be so late.
Well, I don't think we can hold them back much longer.
I better go check on him.
Bud?
Bud, are you okay? It's almost 9:15.
My apologies, Kate. I'm feeling a tad under the weather this morning.
Oh, no.
He makes his way toward the chair.
Oh, Bud, thank goodness. ABC wants to do a quick interview with you on your break today.
I'll do my best, Mr. Huckle.
All right.
As he climbs the stairs toward the chair, he collapses.
James, call an ambulance!
In the basement, Paws has become a stuffed animal again.
Good morning, Paws.
Paws?
Paws!
Miss Stout leads Franklin down the stairs.
What's with all the dramatics?
Wait, you want me to take a stuffed toy dog to the pound? Can't do that.
The other girls run down. Quinn gasps.
Where did the puppy go? Did you let him escape?
No.
You give me that dog.
No, let go of him! Stop her!
Quinn cringes. Wilhelmina takes her hand and follows the others up the stairs. At the North Pole, Mrs. Claus works at her desk and sadly looks at a picture of Santa. Meanwhile, back in New York City.
We're here at New York General with a story that is spreading throughout the globe. An unknown store Santa Claus from Hucklebuckle Toys, who became a beacon of light this holiday season, is now clinging to life in a Manhattan hospital. If you know his identity, please call James or Kate Huckle at Hucklebuckle Toys in Manhattan.
James and Kate waited at the hospital, back at Miss Stout's.
I don't know what happened. I woke up and all that was there was that stuffed dog.
Miss Stout takes the Paws stuffed animal and drops him into the incinerator. The flames kick up at the end of the conveyor belt. Elsewhere, Eli drives his cab through the city street with Eddie in the front seat. Eli pulls out his Santa beacon device.
The map shows Santa's in the park.
Later at the park bench.
He looks like Santa. But he's definitely not Santa. Augustus! Hello. I'm Eli, Santa's head elf, and this is Eddie.
Oh, great. Now I'm seeing elves. What are you guys, from the North Pole?
Yes, we are.
You just talked, didn't you?
Well, sure I did. I'm an elf dog.
Well, Gus, you finally have lost it.
Eddie notices the crystal around his neck.
That's Santa's crystal.
That explains the beard. The magic of Santa's crystal has been changing you.
Where did you get this?
This old guy. He got hit by a taxi.
He gave me his suitcase and this crystal.
He nods. Eli shakes his head.
No. I took both of them. But I feel terrible about it.
He yanks it off and hands it over to Eli.
Eddie, without Santa's magic crystal, he could become mortal. And eventually...
Eli bites his fist.
We've got to find him before it's too late. Do you know where he is?
Oh, no. But look, I do know where there's some reindeer. Come on, I'll show you.
He leads them towards the sleigh.
Over here, right here. Ta-da!
Eli? Eddie, is that you?
It most certainly is. We're here to rescue you all.
Hallelujah. We've been so worried.
Santa's lost his crystal and is in grave danger.
We need you all to stand by the sleigh, ready to fly at a moment's notice.
I'm afraid we're all too weak. We need something to eat.
We need to find eggnog, gingerbread cookies, fruitcake, things like that.
I know a place. I'll take care of them. Where are you going?
3045 West 64th Street. That's where Paws is. He's our only hope now.
I'll go get the food.
Come on, Eddie.
Franklin and Miss Stout get into her car.
Thank you.
voila.
Next up, Staten Island.
Eli pulls up to Miss Stout's house as she pulls away.
Merry Christmas, girls. I'm Eli, and this is Eddie.
We're Santa's elves from the North Pole.
Thank goodness you're here.
Quinn pulls them inside.
Paws was here, but I woke up and all that was there was a stuffed toy.
A stuffed toy? His crystal.
Did it come off?
Yes, Miss Stout took it off him, and we don't know where either of them are.
We have to find both fast and put his crystal back on before his life force runs out.
Hurry, go! Hurry.
They spread throughout the house. At the park, Jimmy arrives.
Kermit, I'm here to report back to you. I met 122 possible Santa Clauses, and all of them are clearly imposters. But I did find one who...
Hey! You guys! I got everything I could find!
Hello, sir. I'm here on official North Pole business.
Hey, me too. I'm Gus. I'm a North Pole helper.
Mr. Gus, I'm Jimmy.
How you doing, Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy, where'd you get that pin? That's Santa's.
That's what I was about to tell you. He gave me this.
Wait a second. If you've seen Santa Claus, we better get you to the elves. Hey, you guys eat up. Come on, Jimmy, we'll be right back.
At Miss Stout's, the conveyor belt kicks on and begins to pull Paws toward the fire. The belt stops for a moment, and we see a twinkle in stuffed Paws' eye. Quinn opens the door to the basement and looks down, then walks down the stairs to see Paws headed for the fire.
Oh my goodness!
Upstairs, Wilhelmina finds Paws' crystal hanging on Miss Stout's mirror. Downstairs, Quinn opens the door to the incinerator.
Hang on, Paws! I'm coming!
She climbs in, upstairs.
I found the crystal, but Paws wasn't there.
They rush downstairs. Paws gets pulled closer to the flame as Quinn crawls closer to him.
Quinn! I have to save Paws!
Turn the power off!
Janie pushes a button, stopping the belt. Paws dangles at the edge, teetering toward the flame. Quinn reaches out and grabs him. She starts to climb back down the conveyor belt. Eli helps her out.
Come on, Quinn. Get out. Okay.
Eli sees the twinkle in Paws' eye.
There's still life force in him.
Eli attaches the crystal to his collar as the girls watch. They all stand back and wait. With a burst from the crystal, Paws springs to life.
It's really good to see you, Paws.
Eli, Eddie, thank goodness you're here.
We have to find Santa. We have to get him his crystal back.
Come on.
Gus and Jimmy arrive at Miss Stout's door.
I'll knock.
Come on, open up.
Eli, Eddie, this is Jimmy. He thinks he's seen Santa Claus.
He gave me this.
Santa's pin!
He's at Hucklebuckle Toys!
We know where that is!
Girls, get your coats.
Come on, quick.
The street dogs come around the corner to see them hop into Eli's cab.
Check it out, guys! That's Paws! We found him!
In the car!
Okay.
I better get home.
Mission accomplished, Jimmy. We'll take it from here.
I better give you this pin back.
No. You keep it, Jimmy. You're an official Santa's helper now.
Wow. I will wear it with pride. Thank you, Mr. Elf.
Jimmy salutes him and runs off.
Well, we can't just stand here lollygagging. Let's follow them, laddies.
The dogs chase after the cab as it pulls away. At the toy store, James and Kate close up for the night.
Not a single call from anyone that knows of Bud's family or identity.
Poor Bud.
The taxi pulls up outside.
Should we go visit him in the hospital again?
Yeah. It's those girls from the foster home and some interesting looking friends.
We'll go let them in.
They all file in.
Here to save Santa Claus.
You mean Bud?
Bud is Santa Claus.
She is correct. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Eli, Santa's head elf. This is Eddie, the elf dog, and Paws, Santa's best friend. We're all from the North Pole.
Santa lost his magic crystal, and his health must have been deteriorating ever since.
Honey, that dog is talking.
I see you believe in the Christmas spirit.
You know, I didn't always. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're right. He's in the hospital, and he's in critical condition.
Oh, no!
We have to go there now.
They won't release him to us. Only next of kin.
We have to find a way of getting Santa out of the hospital and back to the North Pole.
I have a plan.
Miss Stout and Franklin walk up to her door.
Wilhelmina!
Mrs. Gibson answers.
To what do we owe the honor of this visit?
I received a phone call from a neighbor, someone named Eli Elf. He said that the children were left here all night alone. And it appears two of the girls, Will and Quinn, are missing.
Yes. Right. We were looking for them.
You are no longer permitted in this house by order of the state of New York. And furthermore, if anything has happened to those children, you will be held accountable.
But I love those little rats!
She falls backward, rolling down the steps with Franklin.
You can't do this to me!
Go, go!
I just did.
At the hospital, Gus drives a classic car painted like an ambulance. Eli and Eddie sit in the front seat with him. Inside the hospital, Wilhelmina and Quinn pop out of a doorway.
All right, we're good. Come on, let's go. Come on, hurry.
James and Kate push Santa out of his room on his hospital bed, rolling him down the hall.
Okay.
Outside, they hurry to load him into their ambulance.
Over here, what?
Hold on.
Okay. Right. Ready?
One, two, three.
Get him! Oh,
get there! Boy!
That's boy.
A lot of gingerbread!
Okay, come on, guys.
Let's go.
Gus pulls away in the ambulance while James, Kate, Wilhelmina, and Quinn get in a taxi. In the back of the ambulance, Eli puts Santa's crystal back on him. Eddie and Paws look on expectantly. Eli pats Santa's shoulder, then slides into his seat next to him. Later, the cab pulls up to the toy shop. Inside, Santa lays on a bed in the back room. Eli listens to his heart with a stethoscope. Pa sits at the foot of the bed.
Oh. Is he gonna be okay?
With tears in his eyes, Eli shakes his head.
Is Santa going to die?
I don't know, sweetie.
He has to make it.
The street dogs watch.
Eli,
take my crystal off and place it next to Santa's.
Pause. If you do that, we might not be able to bring you back a second time.
And you may become a stuffed toy forever.
We have no choice. All the children around the world need him. Can you imagine a world without Santa Claus?
Eli takes Pa's crystal off his collar and hooks it onto Santa's chain. Pa's smaller crystal glows next to Santa's larger but dim crystal.
Can I have some time with Santa alone?
Eli and the others leave. Eli turns to look at Santa once more before closing the door.
Come on, Santa. We're supposed to be best friends for all eternity.
The crystal moves up and down on Santa's chest as he breathes, but does not respond. In the store, Eli and Eddie pace while Wilhelmina and Quinn sleep curled up next to Kate on the floor near Santa's chair. The street dogs lay nearby. Later, snow falls outside, covering the buildings and cars. Inside, Santa takes a deep breath as he comes to, blinking his eyes. As his vision clears, he sees Paws at the foot of his bed, now a stuffed animal. Santa notices he is wearing both crystals. Later.
Santa Claus!
Look at him, Santa! Come on, Santa! Come on, come on!
We have to get back to the North Pole at once. Only the Great Christmas Icicle can save Paws now.
They all follow him to the door, including the street dogs.
Eli, do we have the reindeer?
They should be here any minute, sir.
Whoa! Right here!
Outside, Gus drives the sleigh up in front of the store.
Whoa! We got a few odd looks in traffic, but hey, that's New York!
Oh, thank goodness you're all right, Sam.
We have to get Paws to the Great Christmas Icicle right away!
We're ready to fly, SC.
Hang on, Paws. We'll be home soon. All right, let's get back to the North Pole, and fast! Goodbye!
Bye, Santa!
The reindeer paw at the ground and then take off, a cloud of gold mist under their feet. They rise above the city's skyscrapers and into the night sky. Santa holds Paws close as they fly across the clouds and toward a lone, shining star in the sky. They arrive at Santa's workshop. Later, Santa carries the paw stuffed animal into the cave toward the large icicle hanging from the ceiling, along with Mrs. Claus. Santa sets Paws down on the ice next to his lantern, then looks expectantly at the icicle. Santa stands back, a hopeless look on his face. Mrs. Claus tries to comfort him. The icicle begins to glow, sending a swirling mist down to its tip, but Paws remains a stuffed toy.
Oh, goodness.
I was afraid of this. With Christmas coming so soon, the icicle just doesn't have enough magic to spare. I never thought I'd have such a friend.
A close-up on Santa's eyes as a tear falls. We follow it as it drops toward the ice.
What's happening?
As it hits the ice, the gold mist spreads throughout the cave, then works up the walls to the giant icicle. A burst of gold mist drifts towards Paws, transforming into a real dog, now much bigger than a puppy.
Paws? Paws, you're back!
But how?
It was your love for each other and Christmas magic.
Santa kneels down to pet Paws.
Santa, what happened to me?
You're no longer a pup. From now on, your name will be Santa Paws.
Now we really can be best friends for all eternity, Santa Claus.
Snow falls in flurries as James and Kate walk Wilhelmina and Quinn to the door of the foster home.
Please come in. I'm Mrs. Gibson. Oh, thank goodness you girls are okay.
We're really good, actually.
The other girls watch from the stairs.
We'll never forget you.
And we'll never forget you.
You know, they need a home.
Honey?
Really? I think that is the greatest Christmas present I could ever imagine.
Yes!
At Santa's workshop, the elves prepare for Christmas. Eli's mail truck appears outside and drives him to the workshop.
We picked up all the mail that was sent to Santa at the hospital.
As elves remove the mail, the street dogs appear in the back.
Boughs of Holly, what are you guys doing here?
We thought you laddies might need a wee bit of help getting ready for Christmas.
We want to get off Santa's naughty list, mister.
We would be proud to have you join us as official elves. Oh, this is a bonny outfit.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
We be jamming now.
Later, they help out around the workshop. The Scotty dog pulls a wagon full of toys, the Pooley helps paint, and the bulldog sticks a bow on top of a present. Back at the foster home.
This is for you.
What is it?
Gus hands Mrs. Gibson Santa's bag full of money.
For us?
Yeah.
Girls, this is Gus. Let's show him some Christmas cheer.
At the North Pole.
This is most joyous. There's Christmas magic to spread. Let's do this together, Santa Paws. No Dasher, no Dancer, no Prancer and Vixen.
On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
The reindeer run out of the doors and lift off into the sky, leaving a trail of golden mist across a bright full moon. Mrs. Claus walks toward the large map on the wall.
New York, New York.
Santa's sleigh flies a tight circle around the Statue of Liberty, then lands on top of the roof at Hucklebuckle Toys. As the sleigh slides to a stop, Santa steps out and grabs his toy bag. Santa Paws gets out and follows. They transform into gold mist and fly down the chimney. They materialize downstairs where Wilhelmina and Quinn are asleep on the couch.
Paws, is that you?
It's me, kids. The Great Christmas Icicle brought me back. I'm Santa Paws now.
We were so worried.
James and Kate enter.
Bud! Hi. I mean, Santa! It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you all together.
Thank you so much, Santa. You changed our lives, really.
And you, mine. Isn't it amazing what can happen when we spread love and kindness? After all, that's what Christmas is all about.
Yes. We have everything we ever wanted. Especially each other.
Yeah.
Wilhelmina and Quinn hug. James and Kate smile.
There is one other thing.
Santa Paws uses his teeth to grab the porcelain angel from Santa's bag. Quinn hugs him around the neck as Wilhelmina pets him.
Can we put it on the tree?
Of course we can. Come here.
Kate lifts Quinn up and holds her near the tree.
Right there. Oh, see? That looks perfect.
Yes.
Well, I guess we'll see you all next year. Let's go, Santa Paws.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
They disappear into the chimney. The reindeer gallop off the roof and head toward the sky. The next day, snow continues to fall as Mr. Stewart walks toward the toy store. James runs to the door, smiling.
Mr. Stewart, come in.
Good day.
Oh, good day, Mrs. Huckle. I trust you two have had an eventful Christmas season.
Oh, yeah, we certainly did, Mr. Stewart.
So how did we do with the stipulation?
Well, sir, we had a few unexpected expenditures, but as you can see, Hucklebuckle Toys made a profit of exactly 1 cent.
Well, then the store is officially yours. You're free to sell it, return to Los Angeles to your lucrative accounting practice.
We've decided we're not going to close down the store.
Wilhelmina and Quinn walk in.
Oh, Mr. Stewart, these are the newest additions to our family. That's Will, and this is Quinn.
Nice to meet you girls.
We are all going to do our very best to keep the Hucklebuckle family legacy alive for generations to come.
Your grandfather would have been very proud.
Thank you for everything, Mr. Stewart.
Merry Christmas, Mr. and Mrs. Huckle.
Merry Christmas,
Mr. Stewart. Oh, and if you don't mind, the name's Hucklebuckle. We changed it back.
Yes, of course.
They celebrate together as they look over the deed to the building. Outside, Mr. Stewart looks adoringly at the Hucklebuckle sign above the door, then looks toward the sky.
Got your wish.
Mr. Stewart walks down the street as a thick snow blankets the city. Titles on screen read, the end. Fade to black.
There's hope in the air
whenever we light the
the tree. Whenever there's love in our prayers, that's Christmas time for me. Whenever I hear a Christmas song, I want to get up and sing. Wherever there's love, I sing along and find some bells to ring. There'll be laughter, there'll be song. We'll go caroling all night long. Believing in Christmas makes it magic, can't you see? For you and me. I do believe in Christmas. I believe in love. As sure as there is Santa's already sleigh bells up above. We do believe in harmony and family and good cheer. Throughout the year. Throughout the year. I do believe in Christmas. I believe in love. As sure as there is Santa ringing sleigh bells up above. We do believe in harmony and family and good cheer. Good cheer. We do believe.
The Walt Disney Studios Home Entertainment Castle logo. Audio description by Roundabout with funding by Disney, voiced by Danielle Engelman.